Twisting Fortunes is a brand new play that's going to be on stage this coming week at the Playwrights Theatre Center in Vancouver. Twisting Fortunes has the subtitle An Accidentally Asian Romantic Dramedy, and it is a product of a script reading series in Vancouver called Scripting Aloud. It's kind of the first baby from Scripting Aloud. And last week, Zen Chain Lim, who is one of the stars of the play, and Kathy Leung, who is directing it, dropped by the studio for a chat about Twisting Fortunes.
Twisting Fortunes is about a accidentally Asian pair, and accidentally in terms of it's kind of long to say who happened to be Asian, so it condenses five words into one. So their culture and their race play into parts of their relationship, but it's not defined by it. It's a romantic dramedy. A drama with comedy in it. And that's basically the nutshell.
There's a couple of things to talk about here, and one of them is the process of how this play came to be and the whole scripting aloud process, that whole organization, that thing that's happening. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was your involvement, because you're a busy guy, you're a busy actor, you're involved in a lot of television and other aspects. Why did you want to get involved in this production?
Really, I believe in the project. Grace and Charlie and Kathy and I, we're very good friends. We're old friends, and they basically talked to me about this this project in development all last year, pretty much.
And at every available opportunity.
That's right. That's right. Basically, you're right. I am a very busy individual. I also run a marketing company on the side.
Oh, of course, in your spare time.
In my spare time, that's right. So, you know, it was really important that if I was to do this project, that I could make sure that I could really commit the time to do it. And definitely this wasn't, for any financial gain. It was really because I wanted to be a part of something special, a movement, I guess you could say, a process of change. Because as an Asian actor, it's not always available to be able to read for parts that are, rich and meaningful, let alone a romantic lead. So when they came to me about this project, I read the script, absolutely loved it, and it's really something to take advantage of when you see a passionate group of people that share similar ideals as yourself and start taking action.
You talk about a process of change. How does this production feed into that? How does it work towards making change?
You know, the point of the Scripting Aloud series is really to encourage writers. Writers are really, I think is where it's at.
That is part of the change, I think, because, I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. I mean, if there's more writers writing for certain parts, then that means actors get more parts and all that kind of stuff. So we tried to, with Scripting Aloud, I mean, it's a monthly script reading series where writers get to submit their work and actors are cast on the spot on the day. And it's a great way to get people or to give a venue or, to showcase work. Cause a lot of times as a writer, it's kind of lonely. And so if you know you have this place to show it and have, people hear it and share it and get feedback on it, it's that next step. So that causes more people to write more. It causes maybe more interest in the arts and in acting and feeling that there is a future in it. That's kind of how I think we all think it kind of affects change.
And when you're speaking of Scripting Aloud, it's a pan-Asian organization, right? A series that's pan-Asian in its scope, and that's...
Yeah, so it's either pan-Asian content or pan-Asian creation. So either or. I mean, we try not to be too exclusive. So if someone non-pan-Asian wrote something, but it has some sort of pan-Asian content, we will read that as well. Or if someone who's pan-Asian writes something that doesn't really have anything to do with anything pan-Asian about it, we'll read that as well. So, and Twisting Fortunes came from that as well, because Grace and Charlie wrote it and presented it at the very first Asian Heritage Month Scripting Aloud.
Why is it important to you to be involved in this process of change and this process of encouraging writers, encouraging actors, and encouraging productions, Kathy?
I think part of it is that I find I'm a very, like, proactive person. And when I get very passionate about something, I really want to do something. And part of that is, I think, to, yeah, again, provide an environment where other people feel safe enough to be creative. And that is really important to me. I think a lot of times we get in the way of ourselves, you know, so we kind of talk ourselves out of it or that kind of thing. So to provide a safe environment to share work is really important to me, just because, like, art is kind of what's left when you remember history, I find for myself anyway. We exist, so we should create our art.
I create, therefore I am. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
Zen, you were mentioning that you've been taking part, when you had time, coming into the Scripting Aloud, just to stay with that for a moment. Mm-hmm. It's so hard these days to get a play produced. I mean, I'm just thinking of the hoops that people have to go through to get a play produced. Where is this fall in terms of easing that access for people?
You've got to really learn how it is that plays are produced in the first place. Anything is produced. It comes down to having a level of, I guess, business acumen and organizational skill, which I think are, isn't that right? Our parents kind of...
our parents instilled in us.
Teachers that.
It's true.
Yeah, exactly. The stereotype is true. But no, I really think that, you know, we are becoming this organization, this collective organization that is beginning to really see the power that we have as individuals, as groups, to, if you believe in something enough, make it happen. Don't just sit back and wait for the opportunity to present itself. Hopefully, with this project being the first project being produced from the Scripting Aloud series, will inspire other productions to, you know, come into play. And the fact of the matter is that the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theatre Company has proven that the market is there. Just one of the deeper meaning reasons for myself of becoming an actor was, when I was younger, I didn't see a whole lot of positive representation of my culture, I guess, growing up.
A lot of very stereotypical representations, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, yeah, that's part of my drive, is to hopefully be a part of that process of change in showing, in depicting a little bit more of a positive image of what it's like to be an Asian in Canada.
For people in the audience who are, and people in the audience who aren't, right?
You've got it. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a play where I think everybody will get it.
Then tell me about your character, a bit about your character in the play.
Raymond Chow. Yes, he is a reporter for the BBC. And let's just say he's a very kind of a shy character. He starts out as being not overly confident in himself in the whole dating scene.
And is it fun being Raymond?
It is. There's definitely parts of it that I can say no acting required, you know, because...
Now, which parts are those?
Oh, well. I really want to say the confident man. Just learning how to date, communicate properly with women. I'm still working on that.
Well, Zen's a very talented actor because, you know, he had to, you know, pretend... You know, he has to act shy and... You know, unconfident and everything, and doesn't know his way with women. So his acting skill really came out in that.
What a great director you are.
Isn't she awesome?
She is.
I owe you $10.
All the best with the production.
Yes, please. Come and watch the play, February 6th to the 9th.
Yeah, at 8 p.m. at the Playwrights Theatre Centre on Granville Island.
Perfect. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zen Shane Lim, an actor in Twisting Fortunes, and Kathy Leung, the director for Twisting Fortunes. And as they mentioned, on February 6th to 9th, 8 o'clock nightly at the Playwrights Theatre Centre, you'll find that 1398 Cartwright Street on Granville Island in Vancouver.